He's played a Nazi war criminal, a super mutant with a magnetic personality, and a wizard with the fate of Middle-earth on his shoulders. But Sir Ian McKellen never would have donned Gandalf's hat were it not for one man, William Shakespeare. McKellen spent much of his early years performing the works of the Bard, and next month the Royal Shakespeare Company will perform King Lear in Los Angeles with McKellen in the title role. The series is part of UCLA Live's 6th International Theater Festival, and McKellen says he loves Lear in part because he grew up watching some of the world's greatest actors bring him to life.
John Gielgud, actually, when I was in my teens, and then later I saw Charles Laughton play the part in Stratford-upon-Avon, and Laurence Olivier on television, and so it goes. And I think when you see the play really achieved on the stage, then that captures your imagination. But I wouldn't say it was a favorite play full stop of mine, but this is my third time in the play, so it's a play that I've got to know over the years.
Well, what I love about it is the interaction with Cordelia, his daughter, because to me it says so much about family and how we misunderstand each other.
There isn't a scene in Shakespeare, however remote the time of the setting, you know, that doesn't reverberate down the time to us today. And the scene at the outset of King Lear, where just as King Lear is about to give away his daughter's hand in marriage to one of her two suitors, he asks her and her sisters to have a little challenge and tell them how much they love him. I think that's probably the scene that is played in every limousine as every father takes his daughter to be married, and he says, "Do you still love me?" And she says, "Yes, I do, but you know, I'm now getting married and there's another man in my life." And I think that's why the bride's father is often more tearful than the bride herself, because he is losing a daughter, in a sense, and that's what Lear cannot stand it. But that seems to me terribly, terribly normal situation, or however extreme King Lear, because he is an extreme person, takes it.
I cannot heave my heart into my mouth. I love your majesty according to my bond, no more, no less.
Yes, well, she's probably a bit stubborn and a bit too honest, you know. there are ways of putting these things, and she gets it wrong. And she's aware of that, but he gets it even more wrong, of course. There's nothing in Shakespeare that isn't so perceptive about human nature that it doesn't apply to our own lives. And that's what keeps the plays ever modern and ever fresh, and which allows each new group of actors who tackle the play to make it their own, even whilst they're trying to be true to Shakespeare.
So what got you out on the road? I'm sure that it's not always pleasant. You're hopping, scotching hotel to hotel.
Yeah, you mustn't feel too sorry for me, because I'm speaking from an apartment in Chinatown, which is in an old loft, and I'm looking out over the whole of Manhattan, and I'm very, very lucky this month. But in Australia and New Zealand and Singapore, things weren't quite as comfortable. No, it isn't easy being on the road, and long journeys take energies out of you that you feel you ought to be presenting on stage. So we have to keep reminding ourselves we are not on holiday, you know, on vacation. This is work, even though we're in strange and wonderful places. But the reason I go on the road is because when I was a kid in the north of England, the great plays that I saw were often done by actors who were touring.
Now, a lot of Americans may know you from your movie roles. I'm thinking specifically of Lord of the Rings, Gandalf. Is that a good thing, a bad thing, or just a thing?
It's just a thing. I like actors who do all sorts of different parts. And on the whole, I think there are two sorts of successful actors. Some who always play themselves, and one wouldn't want it any different, you know. When you see Hugh Grant, you want to see Hugh Grant, don't you? You don't want to see Hugh Grant pretending to be somebody else. But then there are other actors, more protean, who like to play a range of parts in a range of styles, in a range of media, and I'm one of those. And if someone comes to see me as King Lear because they know Gandalf, that's absolutely fine. And there was a 7-year-old kid who came to Stratford-upon-Avon, where this production began, earlier in the year, and he came with his parents to see Gandalf. He was 7 years old, And he was waiting for me at the stage door afterwards and told me that King Lear was his favorite play ever.
Oh, that's so fantastic.
There we go. I mean, that's, I think, how it works, at best, at least.
So it's your secret plan to use Gandalf to get little kids to watch Shakespeare.
Plan, but if it works out that way, it's fine with me.
Now, I believe you told the BBC that your desert island record would be Lena Horne's Stormy Weather. Is that true? And if so, why?
Absolutely. Well, once when I was in New York on Broadway, I think this was 1980, I was doing Peter Schaffer's play Amadeus for a year, and Lena Horne was in town, again, just to see her in person and to hear her so beautifully on song and with her whole range of sexiness and indignation and power was amazing. And what was special about that song was not just that she's made it her own over the years, but she sang it, surprisingly, in the first half of the show. And normally stars keep their signature tune and as an encore, but she sang it halfway through the show, and I was very surprised. What was very moving and telling and clever of her was that when she got to the end of the second half of the show, she said, "And now I'm going to sing a song which I think I've earned the right to sing over the years." And she sang it all over again, in a delicate way, quite differently, and it's very moving because of that. And when I was subsequently in New York, I did meet her backstage, when I was back here about 6 years later, on the first night, there was a large bunch of white lilies just saying, "Love, Lena." Perhaps I can even call her my friend, in a sense.
Well, that is absolutely delicious. Sir Ian, thank you so much.
Well, it was a great pleasure to talk to you.
Sir Ian McKellen will play King Lear next month in Los Angeles as part of UCLA Live's 6th International Theater Festival.